Before that, Be Like a Cloud by Ujiaji, and prior to that, Insect by Placement. Speaking of placements, pretty sick segue, I must say. Well, you know in a sec, because on Tuesday, some Australian university students get access to a new payment. This is the Commonwealth PRAC payment. It's available to eligible teaching, nursing, midwifery, and social work students. So students are going to get around $331 a week during compulsory professional placements. To help with living and study expenses. This could include travel, accommodation, uniforms, and lost income from other employment. So while this is obviously a good thing, and if you aren't doing that and you're eligible for it, yippee-yay-yo-yay. However, there are a lot of students that are still missing out. So why is that, and how do we address that? Associate Professor, Fellow of Dietitians Australia and Academic Program and the Director for Nutrition and Dietetics at the University of Wollongong, Kelly Lambert, joins us now on the line. Thank you so much for making the time this morning, Professor Lambert.
Hi, Nelson. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Tell us about this new subsidy. Who's eligible for it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's available to students who meet the usual criteria for off study, and they're studying social work, nursing, midwifery, and teaching. So it's not available to all students in those degrees, only students who meet that criteria so far.
Okay.
And it's only available for the weeks that they do their placement.
Okay. And what is the criteria for it?
The usual ones for off studies, so that would be a low income, essentially, and that you don't have any dependents or other people supporting you, and that you're studying full time. And that's also a bit of a challenge, actually, because many students, due to the cost of studying, actually choose to study part time. So they'd actually be ineligible according to these guidelines.
Okay. And placements are a very difficult thing, as you say. There's a phrase, placement poverty. Tell us about that.
Yeah, look, we did an interesting study last year where we surveyed students across Australia and New Zealand, and we got a massive response. More than 600 students responded, and that's a lot in itself to a survey. But what was more disturbing is nearly half of those students requested the add-on interview to express their challenges that they were having, and we just couldn't interview everybody. And what we found was it was an enormous challenges posed by placement. So it doesn't just affect your immediate day-to-day life during the placement, for example. So, you know, you have to plan ahead in order to do the placement, and placement has such a pervasive effect on people's lives. It affects themselves, it affects the family, it affects their emotions, it affects their progression through their degree, because they're so challenged to meet the basic living expenses that they can't focus as they want to on their studies. Mm. So for some students, they just can't progress or achieve or focus on what they need to focus on while they're out there in the real world practicing.
So does this mean we have to expand the eligibility criteria, do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think this is a great first step, and I'll give you an example of why that is. So it would be great if there was equity across the professions. So that means expanding it to include all of the disciplines that have placements. So that includes medicine, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, podiatry, radiography, even vet science, for example. All of those people in those degrees do hundreds and hundreds, if not over 1,000 hours of placement, and they're not eligible. And they're, you know, the future workforce too. And we know from the government's own figures that 4 out of 5 health degrees, for example, are actually in workforce shortage. So what we want is everybody to be eligible, ideally. But even within the disciplines that are eligible, it would be great if every student in those disciplines was eligible, not just those that, you know, meet the off-study criteria, for example.
Yeah. And I guess too, with placements, particularly in medical-related fields, mm-hmm. It's not like you're going down to your local hospital too. There's travel and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Do those sort of other additional costs need to be included, do you think?
Yeah, for sure. The students actually gave us a bit of an estimate about how much each placement block was costing them. So, for example, in our degree, our students do 4 blocks of placement that go for 5 weeks. And they were telling us that it cost around $1,500 for each block. And that didn't include the opportunity cost of the lost income. That was just to cover accommodation, food, you know, transport, petrol. And these were mostly students choosing to do metropolitan placements because they could not afford to go to Broome, to Darwin, to Tasmania, to rural, you know, areas because they literally can't afford to pay double rent.
Yeah.
So it's quite a lot. And when we, you know, rough figures, it was about $12,000 to $15,000 additional on top of the degree fees they're already paying.
Yeah, and that's where we need more staff in those rural hospitals. Do people who do the placements there often return or stay in those communities?
Yeah, we know there's actually evidence that if once you get a student out there into a rural or regional area, they do understand that it's a fantastic experience. There's lots of opportunities that you don't get in the metropolitan hospitals, and they do tend to return. So it's a real missed opportunity to grow the workforce in regional areas by not having them go out and do their placements.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we need to be a little bit forward thinking and try as much as we can to get students out to those areas.
Yeah, and in terms of a new model to expand the eligibility criteria, are there models internationally that we know are effective that we could possibly base one on?
Yeah, look, in somewhere like Scotland, for example, they do have an interesting style model, which is like an apprenticeship for a health student. So it's a bit like a trade. You actually get paid to study, and their rationale is, well, in those areas, they're actually occupations in demand, and we want to encourage students to come into them so that, you know, cost isn't the barrier from getting them there. And, you know, I think that's a reasonable model to consider. But at the end of the day, these workforces are large. So, you know, nursing is one of the largest workforces from a health perspective. It's going to cost a lot of money. But the end result for me is that you're going to have a workforce shortage that continues. So as the population ages, you don't want to have less health workforce. You want more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly. Dr. Professor Lambert, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much. Bye.
No worries. Kelly Lambert, Associate Professor, Fellow of Dietitians Australia and Academic Program Director for Nutrition and Dietetics at the University of Wollongong, discussing the improvements that can be made to government subsidies for placements for health students.